Mayor, happy summer.
It's here. It's beautiful out there.
Yes, indeed. Came in with a bang.
Yeah.
90 hot and humid, so flicked the switch for sure. Summertime means summer recreation, and we're going to have that in Quincy this year, right?
Yes, we are. Commissioner Murphy and Michelle Hanley have been working on a program with their team, and I'm very pleased because I do think people need some outlets, you know. And certainly the parents have been home with these kids for a while. Good wholesome recreational activities is always good for kids. And it gets them out of mom and dad's hair for a little bit, too. That doesn't hurt. So
it's a win-win.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So it's going to be a little bit more narrow than what it used to be. I think they're limiting the amount of team play and how many kids can be involved in certain activities because we have the wash stations at all the parks and playgrounds. So there'll be a little different look to it, but it's still going to be Quincy Rec, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, and looking over the schedule, it looks like most things are happening, at least most outdoor activities, at least.
That's correct. Yeah. Yep. All the park and playgrounds and a number of the camps. I'm glad. You know, they looked at it. We talked about it a bit. I know some other communities just canceled everything early on, but
yeah.
I think people need some of this, you know. In some cases, the vacations have been canceled, so, kids need something to do, and if we don't have something for them to do, they'll find something else to do, I assume, and that's not always a good thing.
Yeah, in speaking with the police department, fireworks are a major issue, not only in Quincy, but it seems all up and down the East Coast.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's been going on for weeks. I mean, they've always, around the 4th, you hear them, a couple of days before leading up to, but this has been like several weeks. We hear them every night at my house. It's crazy.
For folks who want to find out more about the programs, QuincyRec.com on the website, good place to go, certainly.
Sign
up, and as I understand, most of them are being offered for free, is that right?
That's correct,
yeah. That's great. Can we talk a little bit about an event held back on Wollaston Beach on Saturday, Mayor, in support of the Quincy Police Department? I know you were there for that.
I was invited to go down and invited to make a few remarks. It was not just Quincy police, but certainly police from the South Shore, and I know some people from Boston there as well. In fact, Mrs. Chesna was there, Michael Chesna's family members, who died in Weymouth just in the last couple of years. So, it was a nice spirit there. These were friends and family members of police officers. And, they want to remind people that the police officer has a very difficult role, and they need our support, that 99.9% of the police officers do the right thing, do a good job. Unfortunately, when something doesn't go well, it makes national news, which is unlike any other profession. I mean, there's bad apples in everything in life, And I don't mean to minimize what's occurred at all, but the reality is most police officers do the right thing. The vast majority of them work very hard every day. And what they deal with each and every day, they see the worst in humanity every day.
Mm-hmm.
The calls they get, the domestic violence stuff, the B&Es, the drug deals. As I said on Saturday, most of police work is responding to calls, to people in need. It was a nice event. It was hot there, I'll tell you. but they had a nice turnout. It was peaceful and very positive.
Yeah. As you're aware, the mayor of Boston declared racism a public health crisis in the city. Do you think that's needed in Quincy?
No, I don't. I think that's a really overreach. I just don't see the public health connection. I mean, we're in the middle of a public health crisis with the pandemic. This is certainly a social justice issue, and it's one that should be talked about, and we need to make some changes in this country overall to make sure that everybody has equal opportunity, and that people shouldn't have to deal with this day and age bigotry or racism in any way. So I think there's still continued work to be done, and we're all humans, and there's a lot of great people, there's bad people, there's good and evil in the world, and we're going to deal with that every day. So, we'll continue to work it. I think as I've said from time to time, Joe, there's this effort to defund police, and I'm not sure what that's all about. I think there has to be more emphasis on education from K to 12, for example. I think that's where the inner cities are failing. I think we do a remarkable job in Quincy. We're not perfect, but we have a great school system. Every kid, no matter their race, their creed, their religion, their background, gets an equal opportunity to succeed in the classroom. They get great support in the classroom. So, you know, we've got great parks, we've got great libraries. All these quality of life things help everybody, gives everybody an opportunity to enjoy, to succeed. So, you know, I certainly, I don't necessarily agree with the defund piece. I do agree that we should be looking at other ways to better educate our kids and to better assimilate the various cultures into our, whether it's in our schools, into society, but much work to be done in this country for sure. But you know, the old golden rooms rule seems to be struggling these days. I mean, treat someone as you want to be treated. You know, the old basic commandments. You know, love your God and love one another. So hopefully, you know, we'll see improvements in this country. And you know, I think that the virus, everyone being cabin fever for a while, I think that played a part in some of the demonstrations as well. I think that President Trump is obviously a lightning rod in many respects, so I think some of it has to do with that. I think there's a combination of factors, but the reality is in this day and age, in this country, and we're unique in the world, Joe, when you think about it, right? We, you know, we've got every culture imaginable in our country trying to assimilate in this great republic that we have. Very few countries have that. So, you know, there is that chance those conflicts that occur between cultures, between faiths and religions, because we're not all the same here. That's the beauty of our country. It's the strength of our country, but it also creates some challenges. So, as I said, I think in any community, the proof's in the pudding. And, you know, what we have valued in the city, safe city, education, schools, libraries, parks, playgrounds, senior centers. I mean, there's great opportunities for people to enjoy in the city. We've got to continue to do that.
Speaking of education, and speaking with the school committee vice chair, Anthony Andronico, he said that there's a record number of students signing up for summer programs this year.
Yes, there are indeed, and that's a great thing. Because it's a virtual program.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The only one-on-one will be the special education program this summer,
okay.
Which is the state has suggested they do the one-on-one in person, and so they are planning for that. We are using some of the Corona CARES Act money from the federal government to fund some of these summer programs.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. And, you know, I know no matter how hard we try, that last semester was tough, and I'm sure there's some kids that just fell behind, and hopefully some of them will use this opportunity during the summer to keep engaged with their mind and maybe get ready for September.
Yeah, it's what does September look like right now? Do you have any
idea? That is a hell of a question,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah.
I just hope we can get back in the schools and get back at it. You know, some of the guidelines we've seen already and the preparations and the alternate plans, they're just not doable in an old city like us with old buildings. It's impossible to break the kids down, you know, by tens. I mean, we have a decent class size compared to most urban districts, but, you know, you just can't make that work. So I don't know what's going to happen. It's a little early, but our team is planning that, you know, the interim superintendent, Kevin Mulvey, and the team are working extremely hard, filling positions that people have retired, coming up with alternative plans, coming up with the Student Opportunity Act requirements by the state. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts this summer in the education world. And
yes.
It's certainly my hope that we can get back in the classroom.
Yeah. On the other end of the spectrum, though, the class of 2020 will have in-person graduations this year.
Yes, indeed. We're happy about that. And again, Kevin Mulvey and the team responded to the school committee's request, and I think it's a pretty good program for the times we're in. I know that a lot of people have already had some family parties, some parades, and so forth, but I just don't think there's a substitute for an actual in-person graduation. It's a little more limited, two family members per per graduate, but at the stadium. But it's going to work, and I think it's something that you can't replace. You know, it is the times we're living in. I get it. We had to wait that period of time through the phasing to get the permission from the state to do it, but I think it's going to be awesome for people.
Yeah. Is there a deadline for folks to register for graduation, do you know?
That's a good question, Joe, okay. And you stumped me. I'm not sure.
Okay. No, I didn't mean to. Yeah, I'm just curious. Sure. Yeah. I know it's being done. Actually, the Boston Cannons are helping out with their ticketing system, which is great.
Yeah, which means there is a deadline of some sort because they have to have the numbers ahead of time. They have to sign the tickets by seat and all. So anyone has any questions, they should call the school department superintendent's office, 984-8700-617, of course.
Excellent. Mayor, I appreciate your time, as always.
My pleasure, Joseph. Enjoy the beautiful day.
Yes, you as well. Stay off the beach, though, because there's piping plovers nesting on Wollaston Beach.
I saw that. That's a new. You always hear about it in Duxbury
that's
and some
right.
of the social communities, but wow, at Wally Beach, that's pretty interesting.
Well, you know, there's less people there, so they figured let's move in and take over.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was horseshoe crabs and jellyfish.
That's right. I remember that, too. Thanks again.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.